Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Managing for Results is a business and management book by Peter F. Drucker, first published in 1964 and later issued in various editions. It belongs to the classic management literature that aims to help executives think clearly about economic performance, organizational priorities, and the practical discipline of decision-making, rather than treating management as a set of abstract theories. Drucker frames it as the work of identifying where results actually come from and how an enterprise can direct its effort toward those sources. The book argues that effective businesses focus on opportunities, not only on problems, and that results depend on conditions outside the organization, especially the customer in a market economy. It is a compact but influential work that connects strategy, analysis, and execution, making it especially relevant for leaders responsible for growth, profitability, and long-term enterprise health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economic performance begins outside the business. A central idea in managing for results is that business results are not created solely by internal effort. Drucker emphasizes that performance depends on the external environment, especially the customer in a market economy. This is a significant shift because it forces managers to stop thinking of the organization as self-contained and instead view it as an instrument for creating value that others must choose to buy. In practical terms, this means that revenue, growth, and profitability cannot be explained only by internal efficiency. They depend on whether the business understands demand, market expectations, and the conditions that shape purchasing decisions. Drucker uses this perspective to redefine business purpose itself. Economic performance is not an accessory to management, but the specific contribution of the enterprise. That makes the book useful for executives who need a clearer way to connect operations with market reality. It also explains why the book remains durable. The basic principle that results come from outside the organizations still underpins modern business thinking. Secondly, concentration as the route to real results. Drucker argues that real economic results require concentration, not dispersion of effort. One of the book's most practical frameworks is the idea that managers should focus on the smallest number of products, product lines, services, customers, markets, distributive channels, and end uses that can produce the largest revenue contribution. This is more than a call for focus in the everyday sense. It is a disciplined method for discovering where an enterprise actually earns its returns and where managerial attention will have the highest leverage. The implication is that many businesses waste resources by treating all activities as equally important. Drucker challenges that habit by showing that priority must be based on contribution, not on tradition or internal preference. This framework also supports better strategic choice because it encourages executives to compare activities by economic value rather than by organizational politics. In that sense, concentration is both analytical and managerial. It helps identify what matters and forces the business to commit to those areas that matter most. Thirdly, the executive task is to identify result areas and measure reality. Another major theme in the book is the need to analyze the business as a system of result areas. Drucker does not treat management as a vague leadership style. He treats it as a process of understanding revenues, resources, prospects, cost centers, and cost structure in order to see where the organization is truly strong or weak. This matters because many managers confuse activity with contribution. A busy organization may still produce poor results if it fails to distinguish between work that supports performance and work that merely consumes resources. Drucker's approach pushes executives to ask difficult questions about where results actually originate, how the enterprise is doing, and what its future prospects really are. The book's structure reflects this logic by moving from business realities to analysis and then to action. For readers, the value lies in learning a practical diagnostic method. Instead of relying on intuition alone, managers are encouraged to examine the economic anatomy of the business and make decisions based on evidence about performance, not assumptions about effort. Fourthly, opportunity orientation and building on strengths. The book's most distinctive managerial attitude is its insistence on opportunity rather than problem fixation. Drucker argues that the effective business looks for where it can build on strengths, find business potential, and make the future today. This does not mean ignoring problems. It means understanding that growth comes from expanding what the organization can do well, not from merely correcting weaknesses. That orientation is especially important in competitive environments, where firms often become absorbed in internal deficiencies, delays, and firefighting. Drucker's approach redirects attention toward possibility, innovation, and productive choice. The practical value of this view is that it helps executives decide where limited managerial energy should go. If an organization can identify areas where its capabilities align with market opportunity, it can create stronger results than if it tries to solve every internal issue at once. This idea also connects to innovation and abandonment. Businesses must not only develop new opportunities, but also let go of obsolete ones. The result is a management style based on selective growth rather than constant administrative reaction. Lastly, a program for performance decisions, strategy, and commitment. Managing for Results is ultimately a book about turning analysis into execution. Drucker's later sections focus on the key decisions, business strategies, and the building of economic performance into the business itself. This is important because the book is not satisfied with diagnosis alone. It insists that executives must translate understanding into a program for performance. That means choosing priorities, allocating attention, and committing the organization to a coherent direction. The book also stresses that every successful business needs its own goal and spirit, which gives performance a qualitative dimension beyond simple numbers. In other words, results are not produced by mechanics alone. They require judgment, direction, and a clear sense of purpose. This helps explain why the book stands out among management texts. It combines analytical rigor with a philosophy of responsible executive action. Readers gain a framework for deciding what to do, what to stop doing, and how to align the business around those decisions so that economic performance becomes systematic rather than accidental. In conclusion, Managing for Results is best suited for executives, managers, entrepreneurs, and students of management who want a serious framework for understanding how business performance is actually created. It is especially valuable for readers who prefer practical analysis over motivational language, because Drucker focuses on decision-making, resource allocation, customer dependence, and the discipline of concentration. The book helps readers see that management is not simply about controlling internal processes, but about identifying where results come from and aligning the organization with those sources. Its intellectual benefit lies in the clarity of its concepts' result areas. Economic performance, cost structure, and opportunity orientation remain useful entry points into strategic thinking. Its practical benefit is equally strong, since it gives leaders a way to think about growth without confusing activity with achievement. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out for its focus on business reality rather than managerial fashion. It is less about temporary techniques than about enduring principles that connect analysis, strategy, and execution in a coherent view of enterprise leadership. If you would like to support Peter F. Drucker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.